Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Littleton. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Charbonneau. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sal Butera. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Kuzman. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Littleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castano moves to third. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Hatcher moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuzman covering, for the out. One out. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Littleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher who is chasing the ball. Bannister reaches third base with a triple. Larry Littleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Littleton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Littleton. Powell reaches second base with a double. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Koosman, and towards Wilfong, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Charbonneau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Diaz reaches second base with a double. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Diaz moves to third. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Diaz scores. Rosello moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Bannister hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosello moves to third. Verizer moves to second. Larry Littleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Littleton hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosello tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Koosman covering, for the out. Verizer moves to third. Bannister moves to second. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verizer scores. Bannister scores. It's 4-0, Indians. John Verhoeven now pitching. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski now playing shortstop. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0 for 1 in the game. Butera strikes out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0 for 2 in the game. Charbonneau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Diaz moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon misplays the ball. That's an error on Mackinnon. Diaz moves to third. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dibzinski. The throw from Butera and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Diaz scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Larry Littleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littleton is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Littleton hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Littleton. Wilfong reaches second base with a double. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to third. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-2 in the game. Butera hits a fly ball into left field. Charbonneau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilfong tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0-for-3 in the game. Charbonneau hits a pop-up towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon misplays the ball. That's an error on Mackinnon. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Diaz moves to second. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. Diaz moves to third. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Bannister hits a pop-up towards short. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Manning now playing center field. Larry Littleton now playing left field. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Littleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littleton is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Littleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mackinnon hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Goodwin pinch hits for Ron Jackson. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley pinch hits for Sal Butera. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.